Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Burning Man organizers announced that people attending may be able to start leaving Black Rock City this morning and that they would inform festival goers by 9 a.m. Pacific of their decision. Organizers asked that as Exodus begins, people still avoid Gate Road, which remained unusable due to the mud. The extremely muddy conditions at Burning Man, about an hour's drive north of Reno, had already trapped around 70,000 festival goers, or burners, as the cool kids call them. Pope Francis wrapped up his first ever papal visit to Mongolia today by inaugurating a church-run homeless clinic and shelter, insisting that such initiatives aren't aimed at winning converts, but are simply exercises in Christian charity. Francis toured the House of Mercy, a three-story structure housed in an old school, which the local church had opened as an expression of the roots that it had taken in the three decades that the Catholic Church has officially had a presence in Mongolia. It was the final event of a historic four-day visit. India's space mission is reporting their moon rover has completed its walk on the lunar surface and has been put into sleep mode less than 2 weeks after its historic landing near the lunar south pole. The reason for the sleep mode is daylight on that part of the moon is coming to an end for the month. The rover's payloads are turned off and the data it collected has been transmitted to Earth via the lander. The Chandrayaan-3 lander and rover are expected to operate for one lunar day, which is equal to 14 days on Earth. Currently, the battery is fully charged. The solar panel is oriented to receive light at the next sunrise. That is expected on Friday, September 22nd. Today is Labor Day. For most people, it simply marks the last weekend of summer, but barbecues and shopping are encouraged. USA News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these, large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The President and First Lady get a first-hand look at hurricane damage in Florida. Laura Winters has more.
The spirit of this community is remarkable. When people are in real trouble, the most important thing to give them is hope.
President Biden and First Lady Jill touring hurricane damage in the town of Live Oak, Florida, where massive trees are down and homes destroyed in the aftermath of Hurricane Idalia.
There's no hope like your neighbor walking across the street and see what they can do for you, or the local pastor or someone coming in and offering you help.
The area located between Tallahassee and Jacksonville. Now, the president did not meet with Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, the governor's office issuing a statement saying in these rural communities and so soon after impact, the security preparations alone that would go into setting up such a meeting would shut down ongoing recovery efforts. Instead, former Florida governor, Republican Senator Rick Scott, greeting the Bidens. Governor DeSantis was in Dixie County in Horseshoe Beach, one of the hardest hit areas of the state, meeting with members of the National Guard and people who lost their homes.
According to his website, after his death, singer-songwriter Jimmy Buffett died from Merkel cell skin cancer. 76-year-old Buffett was well known for his beach-themed soft rock music. Merkel cell is a rare form of skin cancer that has a high risk of reoccurring and can easily spread within 2 or 3 years after being diagnosed. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy Labor Day to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and we're going to review a little bit of what my good friend Bill Fetter has written in the American Minute. To appreciate Labor Day, he says, one needs to know the history preceding it. That makes sense, right? At the time the United States was founded, most people were self-employed, working as either farmers or in trades, such as baker, butcher, carpenter, cabinet maker, upholsterer, and so on, right? Then the Industrial Revolution began in the late 18th century, where Ireland burned peat from bogs, Britain burned coal from mines. The problem was that mines kept filling up with water, all right? Necessity being the mother of invention, you've got a Scottish inventor, James Watt. He came up with an invention to pump water out of mines, a steam pump. Well, wow, look what happens. Steam was soon harnessed in the early 19th century to not just power pumps, but railroads, steam engines, steamboats, textile manufacturing machines. This led to the creation of factories which could mass produce items inexpensively. Europeans' manufactured products were imported into America. Soon, Americans said, hey, look, we'll build our own factories. Why not? Because that's what Americans do. Because Americans, right? Originally, there was no federal income tax. Oh, how sweet it was then. The federal government was financed primarily from excise taxes on items like salt, tobacco, liquor, tariff taxes on imports from European factories. Tariff taxes made European products more expensive, motivating consumers to buy products manufactured you-know-where. In America, of course. America first. Most of America's factories were located in the northern states. Okay, now you're going to start to understand why the Civil War came about. Because the tariff taxes that helped the northern states hurt the southern states, as the South, predominantly agriculture, had few factories to protect. At one point, nearly 90% of the federal budget came from tariff taxes collected at southern ports. This fueled animosity, as you can imagine, between the states leading up to the Civil War. Well, after the Civil War, the North passed even more tariff taxes, which successfully allowed northern factories to grow enormously. Manufacturers produced items like clothes, glass, dishes, farm tools for a fraction of the previous cost. Machines freed women up for tedious daily tasks such as hand-weaving thread and hand-sewing cloth and hand-washing clothes. Instead of carrying water from well pumps and pipes, brought water directly into homes. New ways of making stronger iron and steel led to the building of bridges, skyscrapers, steamboats, and mining machinery. This is incredible. In just a short period of time, this just goes to show you just how industrious the natural instinct of early Americans were, as they just embraced all these new inventions and just ate it up. Railroads began taking people safely and inexpensively across the entire nation, opening up unprecedented mobility and opportunity, as you can imagine. Inventions and advances in manufacturing made more goods available at cheaper prices. This resulted in Americans experiencing the fastest increase in the standard of living of any people in world history. Again, this is happening in a matter of a few decades. This is amazing when you think about it, right? Well, factories had a continual source of workers from millions of immigrants who not only got a job but learned the language and trade skills. President Grover Cleveland dedicated the Statue of Liberty back in 1886 to welcome said immigrants. Immigrants were action anxious to assimilate, learn the English language, and swear allegiance to the new country. This was the general attitude of immigrants then as compared to now, okay? Just so you understand that there was a clear difference, and the foundation and basis of the power of immigrants and what was so critical to this power and productivity. Anxious to assimilate, learn the English language, and swear allegiance to the new country. Immigrants were known for their hard work. This is described in The Protestant Ethic and the Spirit of Capitalism, which was written by the German sociologist Max Weber back in 1904 and 1905. It is a foundational textbook in economic sociology, it said, listed as the fourth most important sociological book of the 20th century in by the International Sociological Association. Weber documented how modern capitalism evolved out of the Protestant Calvinism in Northern Europe, which emphasized asceticism, self-discipline, hard work, frugality, thrift, avoidance of all form of indulgence for religious reasons. Pretty good values, you would think, right? Well, this was, again, the foundation of modern capitalism. He described Calvinists, Baptists, Methodists, Quakers, traditional Lutherans, Pietists, Lutherans, and Moravians, particularly Count Ludwig von Zinzendorf's Hernet community. Religious adherents established private secular enterprises, engaged in trade, and accumulated wealth for both investment and for the support of charitable missionary activity. Win-win, you think, right? Makes sense. Well, a popular literary genre developed of rags-to-riches stories where individuals exhibiting hard work, honesty, and strength through adversity achieve success. In 1867, Horatio Alger, you remember that name, began publishing a best-selling series of novels such as Ragged Dick, Strong and Steady, or Paddle Your Own Canoe, Shifting for Yourself, or Gilbert Grayson's Fortune. Now, these were all stories about immigrants, impoverished orphans or homeless street boys who demonstrated the Protestant work ethic and rose from humble beginnings to have great purpose and achieve outstanding accomplishments. People will do that which they get rewarded for. When it works, right? And this is a classic example and demonstration of that that basic principle. In 1894, Orion Swett Marton, he wrote Pushing to the Front, and in 1897 founded Success Magazine. He's publishing inspirational stories of success in life through common sense principles and well-rounded virtues. Immigrants were not a financial burden on the government, huh? Gosh, New Yorkers would love this, as there were no government welfare programs. Extended family members, churches, individuals giving charity provided the welfare net. It was not that long ago, ladies and gentlemen, when that's the way it was. Until big government came in and says, oh, I think we have a better way. How much better? Look what it's cost us. Look what it's done to the individual. Has it compromised their growth? Has it really made them more dependent and less than? And that's the whole story. I mean, and you'll understand the basis of this, because this is all socialistic in terms of socialism leading to communism, because that's what's been said. Socialism is just one step away from communism. You know, the shared wealth and grief, shared misery, as they say. Well, some immigrants brought with them from Europe socialist and anarchist ideas and exacerbated labor tensions to further their largest goal of tearing down the capitalist system in order to set up a socialist economy. Like, that really made sense, right? You hear that? Though no one was forced to work in factories, some laborers began to organize for better working conditions. Organizing flyers were written in the English and German languages. In May of 1886, a protest in Chicago near the McCormick Harvesting Machine Company plant turned into the Haymarket Riot. a supposed, I like this, peaceful protester. He throws a dynamite bomb at the police. The blast subsequent violence resulted in 7 police officers, 4 civilians killed, along with dozens wounded. To commemorate the incident, they chose May 1st to be the annual International Workers' Day. Well, we're talking Labor Day right now, 2023, and looking back to understand and appreciate where we are today.
Silver
has always
been
nature's
very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. A defunct economy, political unrest, and other monumental hurdles have plagued the people of Zimbabwe throughout the past 2 decades. Christianity might be the majority religion in Zimbabwe, but many have blended the true gospel with local legends and superstitions. The result is an undefined belief system that undermines the foundational hope that comes from the truth of Jesus. We have been working with our partners in the region to expand our reach through additional outlets and languages. Pray with us that these efforts will result in even more Zimbabweans hearing the gospel and placing their faith purely in Christ. To learn how you can pray for and encourage the people of Zimbabwe and others around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking Labor Day. And to appreciate where we are today, you've got to go back and consider. I mean, you think about it. After the Civil War, some 30 years later, I mean, America's taken off. It is unbelievable what is going on in terms of development and innovation. We have rail transportation.
taking people from east to west, just the development and creativity of the American people. But like anything, it can't be that good that long, because you're going to have antithetical forces, much like today, who come in and decide that they have a better way. Like, really, based on a theory, based on nothing of any past consequence or past experience where, you know, socialism or communism just did an outstanding job and it should replace capitalism, right? But this is what happens. It raises its ugly head. And whether it's a government or, you know, people of the community not even recognizing it, as Zig Ziglar would call it, stinking thinking. The stinking thinking comes in and people start getting negative, and they start looking at the glass being half empty instead of half full. And so now you start having some agitation going on. Like, for example, the railroad strike of 1894. Okay, you got an ideal factory setting, which was created by George Pullman. You remember Pullman? You've heard that name before, maybe some of you. Founded the Pullman Railroad Sleeping Car Company just outside of Chicago. Now, Pullman saw that workers needed a place to live, so he built them houses in a safe little village around the factory with rent deducted from paychecks to save them the trouble of traveling to markets. He located stores on site. Now, workers were paid company scrips similar to food stamps, which were redeemable at the company-owned grocery stores. Win-win for everybody, right, you would think? Well, it was considered to be a type of utopian workers' paradise community in the same vein of Sir Thomas More's Island of Utopia, which was published in 1516, and Sir Francis Bacon's New Atlantis, which was published in 1626. Well, the Pullman community worked for over a decade until something happened. All right, there was a nationwide economic depression in 1893. Orders for railroad sleeping cars suddenly dropped off, and to keep the company afloat, George Pullman had to make cuts in wages and lay off hundreds of employees, though for a time being, rent and groceries stayed the same price. Some immigrants from Europe spread Karl Marx's idea of critical theory, dividing the nation up into groups and pitting them against each other in a class struggle. See, there's nothing new under the sun. Okay, we got to divide people, and this is what Karl Marx does. This is what socialism or communism does. It divides people, and so employees, again, stinking thinking, they start focusing on this. And they become more and more agitated. Now, some employees walk off the jobs demanding higher pay and lower rents, being unaware that the reason for the cuts was that the company needed to stay in business. Okay, this is the goose that's laying golden eggs. We want to make sure the business stays there. But no, it's all about me, and so we're going to go along with the agitation. Of course, heading the way was a man by the name of Eugene Debs, a high school dropout. Okay, Debs got a job cleaning grease from freight engines, promoted to locomotive fireman, and rose in the Brotherhood of Locomotive Firemen, briefly served as the Terre Haute City Clerk, one term Indiana State Representative. Now, when the nation experienced the financial crisis, Debs agitated and organized a strike of railroad workers in 1894. Now, soon railroad workers across the nation boycotted trains carrying Pullman cars. Okay, so let's bite the hand that's feeding us, right? Brilliant idea, because it's not about reforming or surviving. It's just about deconstructing. Okay, that's what communists do. This is what socialism does. It just destroys. Okay, so they start rioting, pillaging, and burning of railroad cars. Now, this is a lot of money back then. Okay, we're talking serious bucks. They destroy an estimated $80 million worth of property in 27 states. Okay. This is Antifa and BLM. I mean, you know, unbelievable. But yeah, this is what they do. Now, he's a lawbreaker at large. We're talking Debs, an enemy of the human race. The Debs Rebellion becomes a national issue when it interrupted the trains delivering mail. Now, President Grover Cleveland at the time declared the strike a federal crime and deployed 12,000 U.S. Army troops to break up the strike. More violence erupted. Two men were killed after the devastating riots and shutdowns. Americans were discontented with the Democrat administration. A Democrat advisor warned Cleveland regarding the upcoming midterm elections in 1894. He said, man, this is a dark night. We better do something here. And so that's when support grew for a National Labor Day. Okay, this is how we got here. I know it's a long way about, but it's important for you to understand the foundation here. Now, Cleveland intentionally did not use May 1st as it was the anniversary of Bloody Chicago's Haymarket Riot and the International Workers' Day. Instead, Grover Cleveland chose the first Monday in September to celebrate Labor Day. As far as the 1894 elections went, it didn't help. Cleveland's Democratic Party had the biggest midterm loss in decades. Patriotic Americans in opposition to socialists began celebrating May 1st as Loyalty Day, which was officially recognized by the U.S. Congress in April 27th, the exact day, 1955, proclaimed by President Eisenhower, being made an annual holiday with Public Law 85-529. Now, strike organizer, getting back to Eugene Debs, was arrested for mail obstruction. He was put in prison for 6 months. And while in prison, Debs ravenously read Karl Marx's Das Kapital. Only makes sense, right? I mean, this becomes his Bible. This is his church, his language. Demands by socialist progressives to redistribute wealth led to the passage of the corporate income tax of 1894. Okay? The personal income tax of 1914. And the inheritance estate tax of 1916. You can thank the socialist progressives, the redistribution of wealth progressives that started all this mess. Now, Debs and the writers were defended by attorney Clarence Darrow. You might remember he later defended evolution in the Scopes monkey trial. Well, after 6 months in prison, Debs was released and founded the Social Democracy of America in 1897, the Social Democratic Party of America in 1898, and the Socialist Party of America, might as well go all the way, in 1901. He ran 5 times for U.S. president on Socialist Party of America ticket, and he won 0 electoral votes. He opposed to the electoral process. Oh, by the way, when World War I started, Debs urged resistance to the draft. Russia's socialist leader Vladimir Lenin referenced Debs in an open letter published in January of 1918. "Look at America apart from everything else, a neutral country. Haven't we the beginnings of a split there, too?" Debs, the American rebel, declares in the socialist press that he recognizes only one type of war, civil war, for the victory of socialism, and that he would sooner be shot than vote a single cent for American war expenditure. "When I shall fight," that was the article that he wrote. One of those who followed Debs' call to be a draft dodger was Roger Baldwin, who later founded the ACLU to help defend those who were accused of being communist agitators. Baldwin wrote, "I am for socialism. I seek social ownership of property, the abolition of the property class, and sole control of those who produce wealth. Communism is the goal." Okay? No property. Everybody shares in everything. You know, so now you got the media, which just galls me, you know, because we're calling for mediocrity. You mean, you talk about a pandemic. How debilitating is that? You know, look, some people work hard. It's in their natural instinct to do that. And we understand by experience that there's others that don't work as hard. But for whatever reason, you find those people who don't work as hard, they feel like somehow they deserve as much as the other person who works harder. So this is the kind of, you know, thing that you want to have drive society, culture, and your values. Well, this is what it's all about. So, nobody owns everything. Carl Schwab said, you will own nothing and you will like it. Yes, you will. And this is where we're heading in this globalist community, in this one world government that we're heading toward. So all these things are part and parcel of our past, and you can read more about it at theamericanminute.com. And we're grateful for Bill Federer. Bill would have been here, except he's on a plane. How dare him? He had, I think he was at a church yesterday, and so he's flying back to Florida. And so playing the role of Bill Federer is Bill Martinez this morning. So I hope I did him honor. Because he just does such an outstanding job in reminding us of the rich history and these building blocks that got us to the point to where we are today, ladies and gentlemen. Read about it at AmericanMinute.com. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got John Lott coming up next.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRisi, Risankizumab Risa, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
Skyrizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. Burning Man organizers announced that people attending may be able to start leaving Black Rock City this morning and that they would inform festival goers by 9 a.m. Pacific of their decision. Organizers asked that as Exodus begins, people still avoid Gate Road, which remained unusable due to the mud. The extremely muddy conditions at Burning Man, about an hour's drive north of Reno, had already trapped around 70,000 festival goers, or burners, as the cool kids call them. Pope Francis wrapped up his first-ever papal visit to Mongolia today by inaugurating a church-run homeless clinic and shelter, insisting that such initiatives aren't aimed at winning converts, but are simply exercises in Christian charity. It was the final event of a historic 4-day visit. Be safe this Labor Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. We're standing by for Dr. John Lott in just a moment. But again, what a great job that Bill Fetter did in surmising where we are today and why Labor Day is important and the meaning of it and the roots with immigrants that came in and were not a liability to government. They were sponsored by churches and communities, by their family members, and here they came to assimilate, to work hard, and to pledge allegiance to the country. Big difference compared to then and now with the immigration policies that exist in our country, and we wonder why. And the thing is, some people are going to, they leave their hearts open. You know, for the spirit of immigration because of what was done in the past. But that was the past. That's not now. And it's unfortunate because we've got people coming in record numbers that aren't necessarily loyal to this country. And we're not even sure if they're here to do good or to do harm, especially when they're beholden to the cartels, as you know. Well, Dr. John Lott is with us now. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of Gun Control Myths. Hey, John, happy Labor Day to you. How are you, sir?
Well, happy Labor Day to you, too. I'm glad to see you kind of honor Labor Day by working.
Well, yeah, that's what this is a thing that's amazing to me. I mean, because, you know, as the book of Ecclesiastes says, you know, from the wisest man ever, you know, outside of Jesus, but he was known. God gave him an inordinate amount of wisdom that God even said that would be unmatched, said that, you know, that we should enjoy our labor, that it is a blessing from God. And so, yeah, I'm like you, John, I feel like look at, I'm happy to work. I think most Americans, I'd say the majority of Americans are happiest when they're working. I think this is the reason why they're grumbling right now, is we have too many people that are not working. You know, sociologists, psychiatrists, others will tell you that a job is important for people. You know, and it's consistent with the mandate that God has given us to be fruitful, go out and multiply. That says that, you know, we should be about our business and be working. And so here I am and happy to be here.
Well, I feel the same way that, you know, the way you honor Labor Day is by working rather than not working. So anyway,
The thing is, John, what happens is these people, some of these businesses, I went on Saturday, right? I had to go pick up some laundry and go pick up some mail. And so I'm running some errands now that I can drive a little bit, now that my hip is healing and feeling a little bit better. I'm not ready to play golf yet, but I'm, you know, moving, not quite so grooving, but I'm moving and getting better every day. So I go out to go run some errands to pick up some things, you know, laundry and mail. They're closed. So, I mean, wait a minute. You know, you talk about working on Labor Day. How about not working even on, you know, on a day that's not even Labor Day, and you just make it a labor weekend, I guess, or, you know, Labor Day celebration weekend, you know, we'll be off. No business is closed on Saturday, Sunday, Monday. See you on Tuesday.
Yeah,
we're getting soft, John. John, we're getting soft. It's not like, you know, I was just reading the history, American history of, you know, what happened in a short period of time. You're talking about a 30-year period roughly after the Civil War and how America industrialized itself and it just chewed up, just ate up the opportunity of inventions and creativity and everything. And we've gotten fat and now we're not so happy. More fat, but less happy.
Well, anyway, I appreciate you having me on.
Well, it's great having you on. I want to talk about the FBI data. You continue to look at this. The FBI, it's no wonder they're losing credibility and people no longer trust the FBI. And this is just a case in point. I mean, this speaks of a disease that's running rampant in the institution. FBI data on active shootings is missing. So many defensive gun uses, it's hard to believe it isn't intentional. Explain to our audience.
Right. Well, you know, so I think this is just emblematic of kind of the politicization of data generally out of government. And this is just one area that we did a deep dive in. I have to say I've been working with FBI crime data for 40 years, and I've gotten to the point where I just don't trust a lot of the data that they put out. But in any case, so the FBI puts out these annual, what they call active shooting reports. These are, active shootings are cases where a gun's fired in public, not part of some other type of crime like a robbery or a gang fight over drug turf. Mm-hmm. It could be anything from one person being shot at and missed all the way up to a mass public shooting. And so anyway, when I was working in the Department of Justice, one of my tasks was to go and look at the active shooting reports. And it was pretty clear that there were problems with it at the time. They were missing cases where civilians had used guns to stop the attacks, and they had mischaracterized others. They had taken cases where it was obvious the civilian had used a permanently concealed handgun to stop the attack and classified that as a security guard, not a civilian stopping the attack. So the FBI claims that over the 9 years from 2014 through 2022, there were 302 of these active shooting cases, and that only 14 of them, or about 4.6%, were stopped by civilians with permanently concealed handguns. So anyway, we went back and looked, and I have to say the FBI, the way you put these together is police departments don't collect that data. And so what they do is they hired some people to go out and do news searches on these types of stories to try to find them. and they basically used Google News Search to go and do it. And they spent millions of dollars literally putting this list together. And so we only spent thousands of dollars, not millions. And but what we found was that rather than just 14 of these cases, there were were civilian stopped. There's actually about 157 of them. And,
big difference.
And yeah, it's a pretty big difference. And that about 40% of these active shooting cases were stopped by civilians with legally carrying permitted guns. But in addition, one of the arguments I had with the FBI people when I was there was that, look, you're going to have to distinguish places where civilians were legally allowed to carry and those places which are these gun-free zones, which they're banned from carrying, because you're talking about law-abiding citizens stopping these attacks, and you can't expect them to be breaking the law and carrying in places where they're not allowed to go and stop the attacks in those areas. And when you do that, in 2022, for example, you get about over 60% of the active shooting cases were stopped. But here's the bottom line, and that is it possible that the government can miss cases? Yeah, it's possible. It's pretty hard to believe that they're missing this many that are there. But the big thing is, if they are missing and you point it out to them, do they fix them? And they still don't fix them. And so that when you get to that point, you kind of know that there's something nefarious going on with it. And it's just, and I think basically it's politics that you know, it's, they have a certain thing that they want to try to push, and you know, and even when you point out to them that they made mistakes, they won't fix them.
It really speaks of their intent, doesn't it, John? I mean, to your point, I mean, they're not there to really seriously look at what they can do to serve and protect the people. Like you said, it's political, and with all things political, you see an agenda that's operating in you know, behind the screen, right?
Yeah, well,
That's it. Well, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Dr. John Lott on the other side. Stay with us.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
It's about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with Dr. John Lott. He's the president of Crime Prevention Research Center, author of Gun Control Myths. And I was talking to John. I said, well, how many times have you been before, you know, a Senate or, you know, congressional hearing with this evidence, especially having worked with the Justice Department and taking a look at these statistics and, you know, the FBI data on active shootings? Is missing, as he writes, so many defensive gun uses. And John, you just wrote about it in a recent column that it should have brought a lot more attention. But of course, you know, this was last week, and you know, with all the stuff that's going on right now, you know, the disasters in Maui, a disastrous president, administration. We've got a former president being indicted at every turn. It's crazy to get some attention, isn't it?
You know, there are lots of things for people to focus on. So you know, you try to get attention as best as you can. But hopefully, people think this is important. I mean, look. There's been a lot of attention in Washington and other places on kind of the politicization of the FBI and the Department of Justice. I mean, you mentioned the stuff with Trump, and it's, you know, obviously people have focused on the politics involved there. And so this is just another example of the same thing there. I can't speak about the FBI generally because I didn't work with people outside the data area, but at least in the data area, there's some real concerns that are going on.
John, isn't this representative in a way of the problems with our government at large? I mean, the way I look at it, it's kind of a microcosm. I mean, we just don't... our government does not seem to want to be interested in the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but that it is an agenda-driven entity that really has nothing to do with, you know, common sense issues like our Second Amendment right. I mean, our First Amendment right is under attack. Our Second Amendment right is, you know, continues to be under attack. And the Biden administration, through regulators and other means possible, because they know that they cannot amend the Second Amendment or get rid of it altogether, They just argue about it as if it's somehow, you know, factual evidence. But when you bring the data, you know, against their narrative fades. But yet, unfortunately, they're supported by the mainstream media that are going along with this agenda to, you know, suppress our constitutional rights. And the Second Amendment is just one of more that they want to utilize against us, it seems.
Yeah. Well, you know, for example, last year there was a civilian at a mall in Indiana that stopped what would have been a big mass public shooting. He had his concealed handgun with him legally and was able to stop the attack. The media from the Associated Press, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and others immediately started citing the FBI data, saying, look, you know, this may have happened this time, but it's really, really rare. You know, it's only about 4% of the time that civilians stop these attacks. And I contacted the different reporters, the reporters at the New York Times and Washington Post. Didn't really care anything that what I had to say, but at least the Associated Press guy talked to me briefly, and but he came back and he said, "Look, I see no reason to change my story that I put in because you know I accurately reported what the FBI report said." And I said, "Look, I'm not saying that you misquoted the FBI report. You don't need to take my word for it. I gave you all the cases that they were missing. You know, you have, you know, you have at the time about 140 cases or so that they're missing. And, you know, you can check them yourself. Here are the news stories. Here are the links to the stories. You can see whether or not they fit the FBI's definition of what an active shooting case is. But he wouldn't fix it. And it's just, you know, it fit the narrative that the reporter wanted. And so that was it. And unfortunately, I think it really misinforms people.
Without a doubt. Yeah.
It fits a certain narrative. And to be honest, I think that's the same reason why the FBI won't go and fix the data that's there.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, that's like, you know, like California. They find that they've got 3 million invalid registered voters on their voter list, but it's just too big of a hassle, John, to go and clean that up. You know, so we'll just leave it. You know, that's just the way it is, and you just keep, you know, putting up with it until they're agitated enough, and then they make some minor modification in hopes that that would, you know, keep you quiet or satisfied. But meanwhile, you know, fortunately, even though there's a lot of pressure to limit our Second Amendment, where it still is prevalent, you know, lives are being saved out there, John, because people will do what they need to do in order to protect their families, themselves, and others. And thank God for these sheepdogs that are out there, you know, protecting the masses. Because in some areas, as you know, John, I mean, I know in Georgia, there's a sheriff there. He says, look, if you have a concealed carry permit, you must carry. It's, you know, it's almost like they make you feel guilty if you don't have your gun with you. You know, and the thing is that you look at the crime rate in that area, it's hardly negligible. So you try to, you associate, you know, at least I do, and associate with people who exercise their Second Amendment right and the crime statistics. And we see what's going on across the country in these blue states that are so liberal that people are moving out of because they're tired of dodging bullets and subjecting their kids to all kinds of dangers. And you can't blame them. But, you know, they continue to hold the ground on these idiotic rules that are endangering their citizens, John.
Yeah, well, I mean, you and I understand that. And, you know, it seems pretty obvious. I mean, one just has to read the diaries and manifestos for these mass murders that, again, another thing that the media refuses to report on. You would think it would be newsworthy for people to hear about why these murderers pick the targets that they do, that they may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid, as you and I have talked about. They want to get media attention, and they know the more people they kill, the more media attention that they're going to get. And so they go and pick places where they know victims are disarmed, that they can't defend themselves, the gun-free zones, because they know they'll be easier for them to go and kill more people. And whether it's the Nashville Covenant School shooter or the Buffalo mass murderer or dozens of others that are there that leave diaries and manifestos, they make it clear time after time after time. And yet the media, you know, it's not just the stuff about like how they covered the FBI data there. It's how they cover these stories in general that, you know, shows a lot of bias on their part and has a real impact on people's perceptions about the costs and benefits of gun ownership.
Exactly. And, of course, when they're not fully transparent, you know, speaking of the manifesto there in Nashville that we still haven't, you know, haven't been exposed to, it just adds the color of doubt and manipulation, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it adds real concerns. You know, it virtually always these manifestos, in fact, in all the other cases I can think of, the manifestos are released either immediately or within like a day or so of the attack. The Nashville school shooting one, which involved this transgender individual, the attack occurred in March, and now we're in September, and it's still not released. One can't be, you know, obviously one's thoughts are that there's some politics involved, that they're worried about the impression that it creates for a transgender, and so they don't want to, they want to protect it in some way, the Biden administration's FBI. So, you know, it's, now, we've gotten a tiny bit of information out about it, but that's only because the Nashville police chief was able to look at it initially, and he pointed out that the murderer, their primary initial target was actually a mall, but because of you know, the security that was there, that people with guns were able to go and be around there, the murderer decided not to go and attack that. Instead, go after the school, which seemed like a soft target.
Yeah, the Christian school. And this is the thing, you know, you have a majority of the voters there in Nashville saying they want the release of the manifesto. And so that adds some pressure. But, you know, the longer it delays, the more problematic it becomes, doesn't it? John, we got about 20 seconds left. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess they're just hoping that people will forget about it. And it's not going to be as newsworthy or whatever when it's finally released.
Exactly. Dr. John Lott, thanks for being with us. Happy Labor Day.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.